Well, back to the story that is concerning you, according to your correspondence, and it's not just military experts questioning this 99-year lease of the Port of Darwin to the Chinese company Land Bridge. The US President, no less, has raised the issue apparently with Prime Minister Turnbull. But why wouldn't he? As Andrew Krepinevich from the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments in Washington wrote this week, the deal threatens to undermine security in the Pacific. He describes Darwin Port as the southern anchor of US military strategy to contain China's territorial ambitions in the South China Sea. And he points out, as I have, that the billionaire boss of Landbridge and his deputy are both former senior military officers in China's People's Liberation Army and have close ties to the Chinese government. He points out, as I have, that Landbridge has its own uniformed militia, which will be deployed to protect the port of Darwin, a militia which, according to China's state-owned China National Defense newspaper, is designed to assist China become a maritime power. Why wouldn't a president of the United States be concerned about that? The Prime Minister of Australia says Australia can resume control of Darwin Port, quote, for purposes of defense. What's that mean? Would we have to disarm Landbridge's militia first in order to regain that control? Scott Morrison is reviewing laws which allow the states to sell strategic assets to foreigners. Nick Xenophon has issued draft terms for a Senate inquiry into the sale of the Darwin port, and now suggestions, thanks to my listeners, and I was a bit short on the homework front here, that other Australian ports have been leased to similar interests. I'll keep you posted, because the fundamental question is, where is government protecting the national interest?